Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Yvette Smith with the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, bringing to you greetings from our apostle and our church and our co-pastor, Mary Williams, and our apostle, Mary Ogburn. Amen. Dr. Mary Ogburn, we thank you for tuning into Blog Talk Radio today. We thank God for being here another day. We have to give honor and praise to the Lord who woke us up this morning, who kept us in our right minds, who kept us alive, because without him breathing the breath of life into us, we would not be here today. So we just thank the Lord for being here today. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. From the beginning of time, from the fall of Adam and Eve, he was so merciful where he could have just took them out and took out the whole human race. He has so much grace and mercy upon us. Amen. And we just thank God for his tender mercy. Amen. We want to, all of those that are out there listening, all the pastors, all the ministers, all the prophets, the lay members, those that are not in Christ, those that are just tuning in, we just want to thank God that you tuned in. You saw fit that Sunshine of Faith was someone that you wanted to stop by and hear the word of God from. Amen. We just are going to go into prayer right after I do the announcement. And we're going to go right into the word of God, because the word of God is a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path. It helps us to navigate this world, this life that we're living. Amen. So our announcements are as follows. Amen. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., join us on our Facebook Live broadcast on the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries page or on our Apostles page under Mary F. Ogburn. Amen. Again, you can join us on our Facebook Live page under Mary F. Ogburn or Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Amen. Every Sunday is our in-person worship service at 1:30 p.m. at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Come out and join us, together, face-to-face. Let's meet each other. Amen. Let's hear the word of God together. Let's praise the Lord together. Amen. He showed us not to forsake, to assemble ourselves together. Amen. We need to come together and worship the Lord. Amen. It's so much of a difference when you come together in person than when you're just, you know, online. Not that you can't get the word online, but it's a difference. The atmosphere, the upbuilding that you get when you're among the people of Christ. And the Lord said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. Join us on Blog Talk Radio every Monday through Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Call in on our new number, 563-999-3511. Amen. Mondays at 7 p.m. is the Miracle Prayer Line with myself and my husband, Elder James Smith. The number is 267-807-9611. And the PIN number is 264-694. Amen. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. is the Victory in Jesus Prayer Line with our co-pastor, Mary Williams. Amen. It's on the same prayer line at 267-807-9611. And the PIN number, again, is 264-694. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. is the Sunshine of Faith Bible Study on that same number, 267-807-9611. The PIN number again is 264-694. Fridays at 7 p.m. is the Change Prayer Line on that same number, 267-807-9611. The PIN number again is 264-694. Every first Saturday of the month at 3:30 p.m., join our apostle, Dr. Mary Ogburn, on 1400 AM radio to hear a word from the Lord. We thank God for our apostle doing the work that is assigned to her hands. Amen. We all should be doing the work for the Lord. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're a minister or if you're a pastor. If you're a believer in Christ, we ought to be sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So everyone has a part they can play. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray, and we'll go into the word of God. Amen. And I hope that you get something out of it. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you once again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanking you, Lord God, for being here another day, a day we have not seen before. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for just waking us up and starting us on our way. We thank you for getting us back and forth to work, Lord God, or wherever we needed to go, taking care of the business we need to take care of. We thank you, Lord God, for just having grace and mercy on us, seeing fit that we will wake up today to do the work that you have assigned to us, because we know that if you did not wake us up, we will finish with our assignments. Amen. But we thank you, Lord God, that we know that we have more work to do. We're still here. And we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. Again, we can't thank you enough for your tender love and mercy. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. Forgive us for anything we may have said, done, or thought that was not pleasing in your sight, that was against your word, that was against your will for our lives. Amen. And we ask you, Lord God, to help us to turn ourselves around, Lord God. Direct us and lead us and guide us, Lord God. Give us changed hearts to be more like you, to be kind and loving, to be charitable, to be humble, just to be what you are, Lord God. And we don't know what we should look like until we look into the word of God that tells us your attributes, Lord God, what you did on this earth and what you require of us. So help us to have a desire to read your word, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for his word. And, you know, the word of God, like I said, is a lamp into our feet and a light into our path. The word of God is so, so good. If you read it, eat the whole roll. Sometimes it'll, because you're doing something that you don't realize, or maybe you do realize it's wrong. But the Lord chastised those whom he loves. Amen. So we'll talk about how the Lord chastised us from the beginning because he loved the creation that he made. And although we fail, he's given us a chance to get back to the place that he wants us to be, that he ordained from us to be from the beginning of time. Amen. So we know that God made the heaven and the earth. He made Adam and Eve. We know that in the book of Genesis chapter 3, the Lord had placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And he told them they could eat of every fruit from the trees in the garden except for the one which was in the middle of the garden, which was called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So it wasn't an apple that they ate off of. It was a tree that the Lord told them they're not supposed to eat off of because it was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Just think about this. If they would have never ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we would never probably have evil in here, in this world. He told us this for a reason. God warns us before destructions on a lot of things, even now to this day. But the enemy, the serpent, came to her with a half truth, half lie. He said in verse 2 of chapter 3, the woman said to the serpent, "We may not eat from the trees of the garden, but God did say, you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." So the Lord already told them they weren't supposed to eat it, or they was going to die. And then the devil come back and say, the serpent come back and say, "You will not certainly die." Okay, so that was the first lie. The serpent said to the woman, For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, which is true. We are open. The Lord has, we have been, our eyes have been open to the things of good and evil. And you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Yes, we do know good and evil. God knew good and evil from the beginning of time. So the devil told a half-truth, which is a lie. So even if you tell a half of a lie or a half of a truth, it's still a lie. And the devil told them they would not die. But we do die now because we did not listen to what God told us. We let the devil, or Adam and Eve let the devil deceive them. And because we're, they're our ancestors and we're, you know, they were the first humans and people came from them and the bloodline continued to go on, we were born in iniquity. We are born in sin. We have sin in us from the day we are born. And people say, you know, children aren't sinful. They don't know any, they don't do anything wrong and they don't know right from wrong. But why is it that, they don't know right from wrong, but they're born not sinful? We're all born sinful. Because how is it that a child can know to lie when they did something wrong and they know they did something wrong and then to lie about it? It's because we're innately sinful. 2-year-old child can lie. They weren't taught to lie. It's innately in them. So this is why the Lord told us not to eat of the gut of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then in verse 6 it says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye. Oh, that looks good. I want to be like that. I want, and also desirable for gaining wisdom. Oh, I want to get some wisdom. I want to have the same wisdom that God has. She took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open. See, the devil already told them that it would be open, which was the truth, and their eyes were open, and they realized they were naked. Now, they didn't know they were naked until their eyes was open. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as they were walking in the garden of the cool, in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. See, Adam and Eve walked amongst God. They were walking and the Lord was there and they, you know, they could hear the Lord clearly and the Lord would tell them to go this way and go that way until the devil, the serpent, tricked them. So they heard the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." So God knew what had happened. And then Adam told on himself, "I hid because I noticed I was naked," and they never knew they were naked until they ate of the tree. And he said, and that's God. God said, "Who told you that you were naked?" Then he knew what had happened. "Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate of it." That's how we do. We blame the other person. The Lord tells us what not to do and what to do, and then we let somebody come along and change our mind, and we put it on them. We can't do that because we got to make our own choices. We know right from wrong, especially when you're living for the Lord. You read the Bible for you, you will know right from wrong. So even a pastor that's in error would not be able to tell you right from wrong. But the Bible will be able to tell you. Even the pastor who is in error will not be able to tell you to do something that's wrong. we see all these pastors, I'm going to say over in Africa, telling these men and these women that they have to do this, this, and so, and ungodly stuff, and having sex with the members and telling the husbands, if you let me do this with your wife, and they'll be able to get pregnant and all that other stuff. They can't be able to tell you things if you know the word of God for yourself. Then God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate it. And she blamed the serpent. Now she already heard the word of the Lord. The Lord told her not to do it. And she heard the word of the Lord and she did it anyway. So the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. To the woman, he said, I will make your pains and childbearing very severe. Painful labor will you give birth to children. Your desire will be to your husband, and he will rule over you. And we see that we have a lot of struggle with men and women in marriages because this feminist movement that has come about, that the enemy has planted on the earth, that women should be above men or should be in control of men or whatever it may be. But the Lord said, the husband, we will have the husband will rule over the wife. To Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife, you ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you. You must not eat from it. First is the ground, because you, through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. You're going to work hard to get the food that you need. When you had it, so that it was just right there for you. I had it right there for you. Now you have to go and work the land to get these trees to grow, to get these fruits and vegetables to go. You have to go and work it hard. I will produce thorns and you will eat the plants of the field. See, the Lord said, I will produce thorns and thistles for you. You will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground. Since from it you were taken, for thus you are, and thus you will return. See, Adam and Eve had it all laid out for them. But because they decided to go against what the Lord told them to do, and they decided to listen to what the enemy, something or someone else told them to do, they missed out on their blessing, causing all of us to miss out on our blessing because we're now born in iniquity. Amen. God wants to get us back to the place where we can have that same lifestyle. And you know what we did from that time? He also, let's read on down, it says that on verse 23, so the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden, cherubim and the flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. See, we were supposed to live, I believe, forever. And he said, now if you ate from the tree of life, you were going to surely die. So that means that we were supposed to live forever. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God that shows us that we have a right to the tree of life through Jesus Christ. He's trying to get us back to that place. See, but it takes for us to do some certain steps. The Lord Jesus Christ came onto the scene to atone for our sins, that Adam and Eve fell from the garden. So he had to atone for our sins to get us back to the place of Eden. Eden means the place of pleasure in the Hebrew. Eden means the place of pleasure. And the place of pleasure is in the presence of the Lord God. When you're in the presence of the Lord, I can tell you that you're in a place of peace. You're not in a place of worry. You know that the Lord is with you, and no matter what is going on, it doesn't bother you. No matter what is going on, nothing bothers you. The place of pleasure, Eden, is a spiritual entity, like it's a place. And that is why you have to create your own Eden, which is an environment of God's presence, a spiritual place, environment of God's presence. They were removed from Eden, which was the place of the presence of God. And although Adam and Eve were removed from the place of pleasure, which was pleasurable, only because they were in the presence of God, where they did not worry about survival until they fell and they had to start working. Adam had to work to get the things, the food that he needed. God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ to be that door back to Eden. When Jesus came on the scene, he preached. One of the first sermons he preached was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means to change your mind in the Hebrew, and it means to turn away from whatever it is you're following at this time that's not pleasing to the Lord, doing whatever it is that's not pleasing to the Lord. "And the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Because we were separated from God, when Adam and Eve was banished from the Garden of Eden, the only way we can get back to God is through Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, who atoned for that sin, who paid for that sin. But we have to go through Jesus Christ so that we can get back to Eden. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was telling us he's the way back to that place of pleasure in the presence of God. Jesus died, and he sent back the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us. You know, when you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you have the Holy Spirit, if you're going the wrong direction or whatever, the Holy Spirit convicts you of doing things. And it said, "No, don't do that." Now, it's up to us. We still have that choice because God made us features of choice. We can make our own choices, but we need to know that God is our provider. He is the one that made us. He has a plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan I have for you, plans of good and not of evil." From the beginning, he had plans of good for us. He was telling us that the door to the kingdom of heaven is Jesus, where our Father resides. That's it. Jesus is the way. He said, "No man can come to me unless he comes through his Son." And we thank God for Jesus for coming to die for us. Because what he could have done is said, "Nope, I'm not doing this for these people. They don't listen to nothing I'm telling them. I know sometimes I'd be so upset with some people I have to do with my children. I'd be so upset. No, I'm not doing that." We'll do that in a minute. "No, I'm not doing that for people that don't they don't appreciate me. But Jesus died for us even though we did not, or they did not back in that time, appreciate him. They didn't listen to him. They didn't believe him. They thought he was a false prophet. They didn't think of him as the Messiah. So the only ones who did were the disciples. That's the only ones who thought Jesus was who he was. And now it's our turn to repent and turn away. He tells us that we can't serve two masters. We can't give our life to think we're going to do the same thing we used to do and be rewarded and be able to enter the garden of spiritual garden of Eden, a place of pleasure where the presence of the Lord is, presence of God is. And if we read, we don't have to worry about those things. When we put our faith and our trust in him and we follow his commands, in Matthew 6:25, it tells us, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? The birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. See that? The Lord feeds the birds of the air. They don't have to do anything but go right to it. I always wonder, how do birds find their food? They just know. They go fly and land on a place, get their little worm, and keep going. And the Lord feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? See, God tells us not to worry. All we need to do is obey him, unlike Adam and Eve didn't obey him. And we can get back into that place of pleasure in the presence of God by fellowshipping with him. They walk through the garden fellowshipping with the Lord. Fellowshipping with the Lord God all day long. But they wanted to have more. Or he wanted to have more. He wanted to have the knowledge that God had. And now we're where we're at today. But we can change that through receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior. And he will get us back to the place. He will get us back to the kingdom. He said, behold, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was saying, I'm here, and I'm going to take you to the kingdom if you just follow me. I'm going to get you to that place where you don't have to worry about the food, clothes, and the shelter, where you can trust in me. You can abide in me and I in you, and you don't have to worry. He says, for the pagans run after all these things. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. God already knows we need them. He already knew that Adam and Eve needed. That's why he provided it from the beginning. But they wanted more. But the Bible tells us to seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Not just seek the kingdom, but his righteousness as well. And all these things will be given to you. You can't seek the kingdom and not his righteousness and think that you want to get the blessings of the Lord the way he wants to give it to you. There is so much more the Lord has for us when we do it the way he tells us to do it. Seek the kingdom and his righteousness. And his righteousness. Righteousness means moral standards, moral living according to God's way. And these things will be given unto you as well. So we thank God for his word. All we got to do is ask the Lord to give us understanding of his word and help us to do the things that he would have us to do so that we can benefit from the plan that he has for us. For I know the plans I have for you, plans of good and not evil. Yeah, it looked like You know, sometimes the Lord will tell us to do stuff and it look like that's a strange way to do it. I'm not doing it that way. But God has a plan, and he knows it's for our good. God may take some things from us, and we may feel like it's not what we want, but it's for our good. Pull away from us or push people out of our lives, but it's for our good. Because he knows what is going on before we even know. He knows the very hair on our heads. He knew us from the beginning, before we was even birthed in our parents' womb. He knows our end from the beginning. So we just thank God for the word of God. Trust in the Lord. Give your life to him. Trust in him. Know that whatever is going on in your life, the Lord will lead you and guide you. And some of that stuff may have to go, but it's for our good. We thank God for everything he's done today. We thank God for the word of God. And I hope that you got something out of it. Kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things will be adding up unto you. Let's get back to Eden. The song said, let's get back to Eden and live on top of the world. Amen. May God bless you. And as our apostle say when she gets off, I love you. God loves you. And I see you when I see you. Amen.